What's up, everybody? My name is Josh. I'm your push coach. So excited to be back here on the podcast with another behind the scenes coaching episode. So last week we did one with someone that was really struggling with their mindset because they had been in business for 7 years and still hadn't seen success. This week we've got something a little bit different. So I run a program called 6 months to Six Figures, where I teach on sales psychology and how to write the perfect messaging to connect with your ideal client. A lot of people are making noise on the internet, but almost no one knows how to actually build a connection that leads to sales. So one of the things that I do in this group is I teach on how to build that messaging for yourself to attract your ideal clients. But in this episode, in this session, I should say, we had someone that was like really struggling with figuring out, okay, like, Josh, how do I piece these things together and like build this out? And so I said, you know what? We're just going to take someone and Josh is going to write their post for them. So we're going to show you in this episode how you can take a few questions about your product and your audience and churn that into magic. Okay. So this is something that I do inside the program for them as a group. But it's also something I do for individuals on a one-on-one basis in my done for you packages. If you're interested, if you're someone who's like, Josh, I need someone to like build this stuff for me, that is literally my favorite thing in the world. I love writing people's sales copy for them. My done for you package, I also write for them some type of a workshop or a webinar that's built to convert people. So I think it's very important to have a free resource that then converts people on the back end of it. And a lot of people have free resources because they've been told to have free resources. Very few people know how to build in the psychology to the free resource so that people want to join you for more things. So today is a really cool demo of how I did that for someone literally inside my group. If you're interested in having me basically build out your sales messaging for you, shoot me a message, info@joshcoats.com. But I hope from this session, you can learn that sales psychology will literally work within anything you're trying to sell to anyone you're trying to sell it to. But it is so important that it is customized to the person you are trying to sell to. So let's dive in. Cannot wait for you to get a chance to hear this. Yes. Psychology is psychology, guys. It doesn't matter if I'm writing for a 120-year-old woman or a 2-year-old child. Psychology is psychology. So let's do that one. Whose was that?
That was mine.
Boom. All right, Mark.
Holy cow. And okay.
Melissa. Okay, Melissa. So let's talk about like the problem that you help people solve. If you can give us a few descriptors, like the more description you can give Josh, the more that he's going to be able to personalize this, right? So what, when you think about the problem that you help people solve, can you describe it to us?
Yeah. So, and I'm just going to go back to who I was before, right? I'm helping the premenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal woman who is struggling with weight gain and constantly chasing, I need to go to the gym more. I need to restrict my calories. I need to count my calories. I need to count my macros. I'm doing all of those things and nothing is working.
Okay. So they're going to the gym. They are eating the way that they're supposed to be eating. They're getting the movement in that they want to, but they're not getting results. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. So what are some of the actions that they're taking that are creating that problem? Or actions they're not taking? That also counts.
Sure. So they're not eating the right foods. They're not eating the right combination of foods. They're working their bodies too hard and stressing their bodies out without giving it the nutrients that it needs.
So I have a question. When you talk about them, like they're not eating the right foods, do they think they're eating the right foods?
Yes. They're counting their macros, right? So if a cupcake fits into my macros, I should be losing weight. I should still be able to eat the pizza, drink the beer every single day as long as it fits in my macros.
Okay. So let's get into the belief, all right? So what beliefs do they have? And you kind of told us a little bit that
they believe they're doing everything that they're supposed to. They're going to the gym. They're following their macros. They're counting their calories. They're following what their trainers are telling them to do, but they're not losing the weight.
You gave us some great information there. Josh, any other questions and any other information that you want to have?
I think I probably already know, but I'm assuming like the result they're currently getting is that they're not losing weight. Are they gaining weight? Are they yo-yoing? Give me some terminology for that.
I would say they are more than likely they're just not losing weight or the scale is going up.
Okay. Can I assume based on what you said that without actually telling them what the solution is, because I don't want to give that away unless you have your own custom name for it, in which case then it's okay if you've created your own method, like the belief bridge. I can say the belief bridge because nobody can Google that shit. I invented it. Even if you did Google it, it somehow popped up on Google, it'd pop up with my name and one of our programs. You can't get it from anybody else. I'm assuming what you offer is, based on what you said, the right combination of foods specifically for a woman in this state. Is that correct?
Yes, and I call it the anti-quick fix get skinny.
Okay, so here's some sales psychology, guys. We all believe there is a right and wrong way to do everything in life. And when things aren't getting us the right results, we naturally assume maybe I didn't find the right way. Maybe this is the wrong way. And so telling people that there is a right way to combine your foods, a right way to combine your ingredients, like using the word right naturally makes someone's subconscious go, wait, what? Right? I need that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And that's why you have to be careful, you know, not to use it to manipulate people. But like in this scenario, it sounds like you do know the right combination of foods people need. And that's the biggest problem. Okay.
Yep.
So I think I have what I need. Now, the one suggestion, just random side note, Melissa.
Yeah.
I could tell you got yourself a little bit confused when you were telling us who you help because you said premenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal.
Yeah, you're
right. That's a mouthful. It's just menopause.
Yeah, and I do say menopause, but then I get the women that are like, well, I went through menopause 4 years ago. You still have the same problem. It doesn't matter. You
but
still
have that. They wouldn't even be saying that to you unless they heard your message and related to it enough to then have a conversation with you, which means that's all we needed.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I might put out an email. For instance, I put an email last week that said, do you want to make $500,000 on the side launching a course? Some people responded and said, I don't know if I could make $500,000, but I do want to launch a course. Great. That's all I needed was you to respond to me so that I can have the conversation. Because from there, I'm golden.
Okay. Does
that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So I'm going to start this off with my very favorite question in the world. This is how I love to start the belief bridge off. Why is it so hard for women? Why is it so hard? I'm going to plug in the kind of person and then the result they want. Why is it so hard for women? Would I say in menopause? Does that make sense?
Yes.
In menopause to lose weight. This is me just leaning into the thing they want, which is to lose weight. The person they are, which is a woman going through menopause, and then calling out to like, why is it so hard, immediately grabs their attention and their feelings, because that's literally the question they're probably sitting on the couch already thinking about. Does that make sense? My favorite question is just open with, why is it so hard for blank to get blank? Because that is the question you're having, okay? You're not necessarily saying, why is it so hard to lose weight? You're saying, why is it so hard for me to lose weight? The woman going through menopause, make sure that's me. Oh, that's me. That's what I've been trying to figure out. Okay. You might be like me and find yourself watching reels on IG all day of women who are losing weight with no effort whatsoever. They are counting calories. One of the things you said was counting macros.
Going to the gym.
And somehow They are transforming and looking like freaking Wonder Woman. If you're like me, you are wondering, is it even possible for me at my age to ever look like that? I started to think at my age, it just wasn't even something that could be done. I signed up for fill in the blank with something you paid money for. Worked for some, not for me. I hired the fill in the blank with someone you've hired, Melissa.
I do that now. Yeah, I say I hired a health coach. Yep.
Worked for them, not for me. What in the world was the missing piece? Am I crazy? Am I fill in the blanks with whatever people are literally asking you? So like, am I just too old? Am I just not meant to look like them? Here's the hard truth I found along the way. I can't copy and paste a 25-year-old's health routine and expect it to work for me. Now, I just want to pause for 1 second. This is where most people screw it all up. Most people try to start the whole post with, you can't copy and paste a 25-year-old's health routine and expect it to work for you. And it comes off as a little bitchy. Yeah. Okay. And then no one wants to hear what else you have to say because you started off by calling them out. Okay. I talk a lot within the Belief Bridge about these things called angles and pivots. Angles and pivots are stories and analogies that get everyone leaning in so that we can make the point in a way that's not like pointing your finger at them. Like, see, I say, and instead it just feels like this truth that we like arrived at. And also notice that when I'm calling people out, I put it in first person. So I'm calling me out, not other people. Does that make sense? I can't copy and paste a 25-year-old's health routine and expect it to work for me. My body has been through a lot. It's done some amazing things, both for me and for many others. And if you've had kids, of course, including literally creating other human beings. And what I have found is that there are very specific, it's another way of saying right, to say very specific. What is the specific? Okay. Very specific foods that work for my weight loss and others that work against my weight loss. When I eat the wrong combo of foods, it is almost impossible to lose weight. I could work out for 42 hours and it wouldn't matter. I could write a whole nother post about the overworking out. I think that's also another great direction to go in. Okay. The reality is it takes a very specific combination of food. But when you get it right, it literally changes everything. It's like having a secret code that no one else knows. And when you have it, your health and weight loss become the most simple and rewarding thing you've ever done. There you go. Now, you could end it with a call to action. You could say, if you're a woman currently going through menopause, drop me a heart emoji to let me know. Like, you could say, comment whatever below to get my free guide on how to do more. This all has to do with where you want to send people to. Okay. And that's going to be a little bit different for everybody.
This is where I could send them to get my free 5-day meal plan that then gets them into my email that gets them everything else. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And that's a really great thing to do, everyone, is have some type of a free resource, because free is never offensive, and drive people to it like crazy, and then have some type of a once a month free live video, live challenge, live workshop where you walk them through the process, sell them into the implementation. And what's crazy is what I do live for the webinar or workshop isn't that much different than what I just did for the post. I just add more stories and more experiences and more pivots and more angles that get you by the end of the webinar going, Melissa, just give me the exact combo. What is it?
So you don't ever give them the exact combo.
God, no, not until they give me their money. Are you kidding me? And that is the thing that really people struggle with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is we've been told a million times, add value, add value, add value. And so we feel like we have to keep giving, 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 giving. You don't give the process. You give over and over and over and over the mental shift of what you thought was the real way to what is actually the real way. But in order to learn what the ingredients are in my real way, you gotta sign up for something.
Yep.
Otherwise, Josh doesn't have a business if he just goes around posting every day what the belief bridge actually. So everyone's been asking, what is the belief bridge? Here is every single step to the belief bridge. Cool. No one ever needs to join the 626 ever again. Or everyone's been wanting to know what our life coaches do. So here's the full push method and exactly how to do it. Now, if you want to give me money just for fun, go ahead and do that. Does that make sense? Now, you can come up with what I call your pillars, okay? And as you've gotten more familiar with my terminology, I actually call them cocaine pillars, okay? Yeah. Because the pillars are what makes up the method. And within that pillar, I literally do the same thing I just did. So let's say one of the pillars is, well, I know we already talked about food and like the right combination of food. What's one of your other pillars? Is it something to do with movement?
Yeah, walking.
Walking. Okay. I'm not going to say that though, because then everyone's like, cool, I'll just go walk.
Right.
Instead, I'm going to say, I'm going to make something up right now. I'm going to pull this one out of my ass. Okay. Sequential calorie burning activities. Now.
Can I just say calorie burning activities?
No, you cannot.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because then they'll just Google. I'm not saying you have to use the terminology I just used. I pulled that right out of my ass. You go find something better, okay?
Yeah.
But then I'm going to walk through it like this. How many of you have tried going to the gym? How many of you have got some workout programs that you've done? You saw people on, you know, some video and they're all jumping around doing crazy stuff and you're like, oh, I don't know. This is crazy. I'm making up ages right now, by the way, Melissa. I'm like 48 years old. I don't know if I can even do jumping push-ups, but that's what you got to do to lose weight. That's what I'll do. So I ordered the program. I got it. I'm over here trying to do jumping push-ups and I'm about to break my wrist over here. Not to mention 30 days in, I am not seeing the same progress. In fact, I'm actually finding myself more tired. I'm finding that it's taking me multiple days to recover from workouts, which is not normal. I'm finding that everyone in the world has said, when you work out, you'll feel tired at first, but then you'll feel more energized. And that was not the case for me. And again, here's what I found. If you're 25, absolutely high impact, high intensity, and an energy drink, and you can go take over the world. But when you're going through menopause, the things that used to recharge your body deplete your body. And so what's really important is to know the right movements for the season of life that you are in. And if you're on this workshop, the really good news is we're in the same season. And I've already learned what all the right movements are. And that's literally what I teach people inside my blah, 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 blah program. Okay? So it's very important. I want everyone to write this down. Stop doing jumping push-ups. And instead, follow the right movements for your body. Now, let's go on to the next thing. And notice how quickly I transition so that no one has time to ask me what the right movements are. Now, the chat thread is like, what? And this is where all of you are like, okay, they asked, I have to answer.
Yes.
The fact that they asked means I have you exactly where I want you, because when you're begging me for the information, that's when I want to pitch. Does that make sense? So I go through 2 to 3 different pillars exactly like that. I say everything that everyone's doing wrong, why it's not working, and why my way works better for this specific type of person without going into the details of how it's actually implemented. And after I've done 2 or 3 of those, everyone is just like, right food, right blah, blah. Okay, it's all making sense, but I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed because I don't know what the right food is and I don't know what the right movements are. So Melissa, can I just pay you money to just do it for me? Okay, I think I could probably do that. Yeah, actually, that's what the program is. Does that make sense?
Perfect, perfect.
If I showed you every step, so when I do a webinar where I'm teaching on the belief bridge, I intentionally cross out several of the steps and I say, now, we only have 1 hour. I don't have time to teach you the whole belief bridge. I just want to teach you the 2 most important parts. If you get these parts right, it's going to make it a lot easier. And then we can go through the rest of the bridge later. And that naturally allows me to like deliver something that is still an incomplete picture so that you want to pay to get the full picture. If I showed you every single word, you'd be tempted to say, oh, I get it. And if you get it, what do you think you need to do next? Join Josh or go practice using it? You're like, oh, I get it. I'm going to go practice this. And then if I need help, I'll call Josh. The problem is you don't ever actually go practice it. And tomorrow you see some other ad that gets you distracted with some other idea and you never actually do anything with it. And so I actually harmed you by giving you too much information. I allowed you to falsely believe your problem was solved when in reality, you couldn't possibly know exactly how to go use the belief bridge without further explanation, implementation, and accountability. And that's why sales, to me, is my greatest purpose as a business person. Because if the only way your life actually changes is to be plugged into a program that walks you through implementing and accountability, if the only way your life actually changes is from the program, it now becomes my moral and ethical obligation to get good at selling the program that changes your life. And if I don't get good at selling it, shame on me for having such a powerful gift that I never share with the world. Sales is just good communication that serves the other person and always asks, how can I serve them? How can I make this a win for them? And leading, for those of you that have teams, leading your team, same thing. The belief bridge is the greatest leadership tool in the world because all it is finding out where other people are and communicating to them in a way that helps them go down a path to seeing the truth. I don't know if you guys saw my emails, but I am doing a couple what I call done for you packages where I literally write your emails and posts for you. If that's something you're interested in, make sure and reach out. I've only got a couple spots left, okay? But a done for you package means we get on one-on-ones and we literally spell out exactly like what we just did with Melissa, except that I've literally got a handful of other posts that I was ready to make for her that I just didn't have. Because I'm like, every single wrong thing that people are doing is another angle to take an email, is another angle to take a post, is another angle to make a reel, another angle to make a podcast episode. Like, some of you don't know this, but my whole business is an ongoing belief bridge based on the things I'm hearing and seeing. And a lot of it is seeing what people are doing wrong, but finding a way to communicate it in a way that doesn't point them out as the wrong. It points out the experts that gave them the bad advice as wrong. Does that make sense? You will never, I hope, if you do, call me out on it, okay? I try really hard not to make fun of people who do reels and try to go viral. And I try harder to make fun of the people who tell you the only way to grow your business is to go viral. See the difference there? One shames the client, the other kind of throws a stone at the person who gave you the bad advice. I love you guys so much. I believe in you so freaking much. You have everything you need already living on the inside. And all the resources you will ever need are right under your nose. So show up today. Get aligned with your heart, with your purpose, and go do something magical. All right. Love you, friends. And we'll see you later.
Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills, so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free, 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.